Greetings, my friends, from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on another small journey through The Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will continue with the law of freedom. We will cover free will, questions 843 to 850.
Enjoy.
Question 843. Do humans act with free will?
Since they have freedom of thought, they have freedom of action. Without free will, human beings would be machines.
Question 844. Do people enjoy free will from the moment of birth?
They have the freedom to act from the moment they have a will to act. During the first phases of life, freedom is almost non-existent. It develops and changes its objectives as the faculties develop. Since the thoughts of children are in proportion to the needs of their age, they apply their free will to things that are necessary for them.
Question 845. Aren't the instinctive predispositions that individuals bring at birth an obstacle to the exercise of their free will?
Instinctive predispositions arise from those of the spirit before its incarnation, depending on how much the spirit has evolved. These predispositions can incite the individual to reprehensible acts in which he or she will be aided by spirits who sympathize with such dispositions. However, there is no irresistible incitement if the individual has the will to resist. Remember, where there is a will, there is a way.
Refer to question number 361. Question 846. Doesn't our organism have an influence on our actions in life? If so, isn't it at the expense of our free will?
The spirit is certainly influenced by matter, which may hinder its manifestations. That is why, on worlds where bodies are less material than on Earth, the faculties develop with more freedom. However, the instrument does not give faculties to the spirit. Furthermore, in this case, it is necessary to distinguish between moral faculties and intellectual faculties. If individuals have an instinct for murder, it is assuredly their own spirit that possesses it, and which transmits it to them. It never arises due to their bodily organs. Those who suppress their thoughts in order to occupy themselves with matter become like an animal, and even worse, since they no longer think about being on guard against evil. It is in this that they become culpable, because they act in this manner of their own free will.
Refer to question number 367 and those that follow under Influence of the Organism. Question number 847. Can a distortion of the faculties deprive humans of their free will?
Those whose intelligence is impaired by any cause are no longer in complete control of their thought, and thereafter they have no more freedom. Such distortion is frequently a punishment for the spirit, who might have been vain and proud, and might have made bad use of its faculties in another existence. It may be reborn in the body of someone who is mentally impaired, as the despot in the body of a slave, and the spiteful wealthy person in that of a beggar. The spirit, however, is perfectly conscious of such constraint and suffers from it. It is in this constraint that one sees the action of matter.
Refer to questions starting with number 371. Question number 848. Does the distortion of the intellectual faculties because of drunkenness excuse reprehensible acts?
No, because drunkards intentionally deprive themselves of their reason in order to satisfy their crude passions. Instead of one wrong, they commit two.
Question 849. In humans in the primitive state, what is the dominant faculty, instinct or free will?
Instinct, which does not impede their acting with entire freedom in certain things. Like children, they first apply this freedom to their needs. It develops later through intelligence. Consequently, you, who are more enlightened than primitive peoples, are more responsible for your acts than they are.
Question number 850. Isn't social position sometimes an obstacle to full freedom of action?
The world undoubtedly has its demands. God is just and takes everything into account, but holds you responsible for the paltry efforts you make to overcome such obstacles.